My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, so here's what you need to do. You got to be the 10th caller to win a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles out in Wexford. 412-922-1020. He's Doug. I'm Rob. Davey Tree coming up. Lots of stuff to get to. But we want your gardening questions. 866-391-1020. I want to thank you for bringing me Chambersburg peaches. And that's my favorite. Peaches are my favorite produce. I mean, if you consider tomatoes in there, yeah, tomatoes are right a close second or maybe even tied for first. But it'll be a year this month since Mr. Dentisi passed, and thinking about him 24/7, 365 days a year, been thinking a lot about him over the last year. That was his favorite, and we would always make this big deal when they would arrive at Coon's Market, and it's that time of year. So, divine intervention. Mr. Dentisi, thank you, and Doug, thank you for my Chambersburg peaches.
I enjoy them. I hope you like them.
I love them.
I couldn't believe when Cindy brought them home yesterday. He went to the farmer's market and, like, I got Chambersburg peaches.
Well, what is it about Chambersburg?
I think it's something about their soil. That's what I've always heard. There's something about the way the soil is formulated that makes great peaches. That's all I know.
Well, I'm growing up because I have my toolbox now in my garage, which is like I've made it. My dad would be proud of me.
My toolbox came from my shop class in ninth grade.
Well, mine came from Andy, but, you know, I'm starting to slowly, and it's weird. I have all these tools now in my garage, and it's like the influence of the Godfather, Doug Oster. So I guess finally I got my big boy pants on, and I'm growing up after all these years.
It's time to retire.
No. Maybe from this, but I got a lot of living to do, brother.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm just back from a whirlwind trip to California, so I'm still on West Coast time.
You were in California?
I was in California.
The Stones.
And to see my son. Yes, it was quite a fun 3-4 days, but a little worn out. And I posted a bunch of garden pictures on Facebook. That is just the most amazing climate. Even though it's warm, there was no humidity. It was amazing. And while I was gone, what do you think happened? Deer walk into the vegetable garden, but not much damage. Some idiot left the gate open before he went to California. So I have no one to blame but myself, but everything's okay. They took a couple little bites of this and that, but I've got it under control. I am having something fun today. It's a late planting tomato contest for anybody who would like a plant. So my buddy Dan Bowles, he's been, the last few weeks we've been working together, giving away plants. But he had this idea. He's got 3 Sun Gold tomato plants left. One for me and then 2 for listeners. And so here's how it's going to work. Now, I've never planted tomatoes this late, but Sun Gold puts on tomatoes really fast. It's a little orange cherry tomato. And if you would like to be part of this, where we just, the three of us will, and the four of us, Dan included, will plant a sun gold plant right now and see if anybody gets tomatoes or who gets the first tomato. I think it'll be fun. Whoever wins will get some kind of prize. I have no idea what it'll be, but I promise it'll be something cool and fun. I would love to get the plant to you today in the North Hills, if possible. But if not, we'll figure something out. If you would like to be part of this, just send me an email at DougOster.com. There's a little contact button. I don't know if anybody's going to want to do this. If I get more than two people, I'll just pick randomly. We will just do a random contest. And as I said, Dan is getting the plants to me today in the North Hills around 3 o'clock. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if this will work. I'll be interested to see. I've always been a proponent of planting tomatoes later just because they don't get fungal diseases. But I've never planted later than 4th of July. So if I'm going to plant anything, this is the tomato to do it. And Rob, I know you love tomatoes.
I do.
But you know who's going to be supplying your tomatoes this year?
Who?
Right on the other side of that window there.
I know. He's become a legend.
He's already told me today. He's like, hey, I'll bring you some grape tomatoes next week. I'm like, holy cow. This is his first garden. This is Zach's first garden, and it's going crazy, and he's been able to keep the groundhog out of there.
Greenfield, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
The soil in Greenfield. That's what's happening.
That makes the best tomatoes, they say.
That's right.
The number one question when we're speaking of tomatoes, and we talked about it before, is blossom end rot on tomatoes and peppers. And I've got it too, because I haven't been here to water. And blossom end rot is a watering issue, even though you're going to hear all about being a calcium problem. Yes, it's a calcium deficiency, and what happens is the bottom of the tomato or pepper kind of rots out. It turns black, turns brownish, and you know, on my pepper plants, I've never had blossom end rot on my pepper plants, but I'm growing them all in containers. Before I left, they said in the forecast, 80% chance of rain. I left on Tuesday. It was supposed to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And my wife said we had it poured for a minute. And so I didn't water before I left. I figured, okay, the rain's going to take care of the thing. Well, the rain didn't take care of it. And so the way to cure blossom end rot on your tomatoes or peppers is just to make sure the soil is evenly moist. And that means watering. And I hate watering, as we talked about in the past. That's as soon as I got back. Yeah, and I was flying on Friday, the day that the whole thing
at LAX
blew up. No, luckily I was going through this little airport, San Jose, California, and flew in. It was actually turned out to be Saturday morning, landed at 3:30 a.m. And so the first thing I did when I woke up was water. And when you do water, again, we've talked about this before, but I'm just hoping we're getting some rain this week. Looking at the forecast, we're supposed to. I have never been through a dry period like this in a long, long time. And so water in the morning if you can. So here I am, you know, getting in at 3:30 in the morning, getting up at 10 in the morning. Don't get out to the garden. I mean, I worked all day in the garden watering. I watered as late last night as 6 o'clock. And those were beans. Beans are prone to fungal diseases. But putting water on is more important than having no water at all. And so ideally water in the morning. Soak the plants in. That's the hardest part. Is not just sprinkling water on there. That little patch of beans, and this is a bean I fell in love with in Italy called Borletti, has red stripes on it, and I can't wait till those red stripes get on there. There are some beans on there, but they haven't started to color up yet. But I had to, you know, put that water wand on there and just kind of prop it up and just let it soak those beans in because they haven't had any water at all. And then adding lots of mulch. I'm adding lots of straw in the vegetable garden. And how are you dealing with this hot, dry spell? If you've got any tips, give me a call, 866-391-1020. I'd love to talk to you today. I'd love to talk gardening today. And I've got a couple things going on this week. Hosting a free one-off summer garden class. I decided to do this when we finished our spring classes for Farm to Table, Buy Fresh, Buy Local. And so Thursday, 5 o'clock, free class online. Sign up. We'll talk about summer gardening, summer garden maintenance, demonstrating how to get a garden going now for more flowers and veggies, and bargains, bargains, bargains. I know I keep beating the same drum, but oh, I'm going out today and I'm getting some bargains. And then for this week's In Doug's Garden television show, I just posted it on my Facebook page, and it's on the my website. You get to meet my granddaughter, and we had fun making a video. She's just a little over 3 years old and has a fairy garden we've had fun with. And we're visiting the special garden in the Hill District called Project Love. It's a garden created to help not only the neighborhood, but veterans too. And it's, again, it's another project that I've worked with, Farm to Table, Buy Fresh, Buy Local. I've got lots of garden bargains showing how I'm using them in the garden. And then Luke Warner from Davy Tree explains what can be done for oak wilt. I'd love for you to see that show because it's so much fun. It's on my YouTube page up on DougOster.com. And I had so much fun with, I've got two granddaughters, and this is the older one, Hazel, and she just loves being in the garden, loves eating beans, loves eating all sorts of other stuff out of the garden, just like the rest of us. I hope you're picking out there. Hope you're harvesting a little bit. I've harvested a few of my smaller tomatoes, but not like Zach, who's probably bringing them in by the gallon. He's got full sun, and so excited to see everybody doing so well in the garden. I saw some gardeners yesterday and were telling me how well they're doing, except for the dry spell.
Carl Lamb was here earlier today from First Alert Forecast, KDK TV. He said it's going to be a nice week. We're getting a little bit of rain, too.
I hope so. I need rain so bad. You can keep your veggie garden going and the containers and such, but, boy, my shrubs, they just – and I've got too many to – I'm using my water on the vegetables and flowers, not on the shrubs and trees.
All right, so you got to get on the line right now. Any of those garden questions you have, you need those answers right now before you head out and do a little work today in that garden, give us a call. All of our lines are open. Best way to get a hold of Doug is do it now, 866-391-1020. More to come. The Organic Gardener, Doug, DougOster.com, is on the air. All right, we're back. We're just talking a little bit about the Rolling Stones there during the break and kind of lost our way. But
oh, there was a break. Oh, yeah.
So they actually look pretty good.
Oh, man. It was the best show of the three I saw. Yeah, it killed it.
So you know what you did say to me months ago? They'll heat up.
Yeah. You were saying the first show of the tour, like, oh, boy, I don't know.
Last one. And I love Mick and the boys. And you know what? They're heating up. Okay. We got some phone calls. We'll get to them in a moment. Anything else before we go to the phone?
Well, I just want to talk about my Iceland trip. This is getting close to getting sold out. I got about 8 seats left. Like I said, I've dreamed since childhood of seeing Iceland. And that's no lie. Since I was probably 7th or 8th grade, for some reason, I have had an obsession with wanting to see Iceland. And I've just, now people are traveling there. It's just, I'm reading about the beauty and seeing the videos and everything. We're going to see the Northern Lights. I'm going in November. I've got a few seats left. If you have any interest, just go to DougOster.com. Look at that information and see if it's for you. And yeah, give us a call. Let's talk gardening. 866-391-1020. And we do have a caller.
It's Vince in Butler. Vince, you're on KDKA with Doug Oster. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about some grapevines I have. I have a couple different varieties. And one of them is a Concord, but the grapes are turning brown. I mean, they're not ripe yet, but they're just bunch are turning brown.
That's a fungal issue, a rot problem. And how we deal with that is, and actually the ship has sailed, unfortunately, but as soon as that plant leafs out, we start a program of fungal sprays, organic fungal spray. But you've got to start early. What's happening is that those leaves are getting, when it's cool and wet, they're getting infected with this fungal-ish issue, black rot, and brown rot. I can't remember which one it is. One's for peaches, one's for grapes. I can't remember if it's brown or black rot, what they call it. But it's this fungal issue that, yeah, your grapes just look beautiful, and then all of a sudden they kind of shrivel up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we start a fungal program early. I don't think there would be anything wrong with trying to put some fungicide on there now and try and save what might be left. If anything has shriveled, and assuming this is the fungal issue, that's the other thing. You know, it could be a water issue. But take a look at that, what a picture of that black rot looks like for grapes, and see if that's what's happening with your grapes. Do they have enough water to do their thing?
Oh, they have plenty of water.
Okay, yeah. So we know it's not a watering issue. It's probably that fungal issue. Take a look at the pictures and see what it is, and then do you have any good grapes left?
Oh yeah, there's quite a few left.
Well, I would start
off the brown ones.
All right, yeah, I would start. Yeah, and make sure you remove those from the area. We don't want anything with a fungal issue to be like left on the ground near the grapevines. And as long as I get the water they need, I would start a fungal spray system right now and try and save them.
Would that be something with copper in it?
That's copper one of them. There's two. There's like a copper-based fungicide, and there's also one that we call as a biological control that actually attacks the fungus itself. The one I'm thinking of is called Revitalize, but be sure that it works for that disease. The copper-based one I know will work for that disease, but just be sure that if you do use the biological control, that it has that disease listed on the label. And good luck. Okay. And please, if things do work out, or either way, give us a call back and let me know how your grapes worked out for you. Okay.
The other grapes that I have this white powdery stuff on the bottom of the leaf.
So that's probably powdery mildew. That's not a big deal. That's not the same thing as what you're dealing with on the browning of the shriveling of the grapes. And that's dealt with the same way with just a organic fungicide. And that one is more aesthetic. It slows the plant down a little bit, but it's not that big of a deal.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Thanks. Let us know how things work out.
All right, listen, we're down to about 2 minutes before the break, so let's see if we can get at least one more call in here. Gloria, you're on the Organic Gardener Show with Doug Oster on KDK. Good morning.
Hi, Gloria. Doug, I am in a process of helping my husband weed the yard in the garden, and I would like to know any tips on staying away from poison ivy, and is there anything that you can tell me about tips for weeding? Like, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, here's how I like to do it. Anything I can weed with a string trimmer, I'm going to use a string trimmer and get it down to the bottom. As long as I'm not going to hurt any of my plants that I love, that's the first thing. And how did you get stuck with such an awful job helping weeding? That sounds awful. I hate weeding. And so,
it's part of... gardening, I'm a helper.
I'm just teasing you, but that sounds awful. But yeah, a string trimmer is the best. After that, it's, you know, all you can do is pull them. But then once you get them up, mulch like crazy. Get a thick layer of mulch on there to stop those weeds from doing their thing. And there are some organic herbicides that are vinegar based and citrus based that might help you too, instead of just weeding like crazy out there. But this is a good time to weed when it's hot and dry like this.
All right, well, tell them what's coming up after the news.
Well, we're going to take some more calls. Would love to talk to you, and I've got plenty of questions here also from listeners, and let's talk gardening.
All right, 866-391-1020, number to dial. Larry, looking for some hometown heroes. If you know someone that has done extraordinary things in their community, we want to know about them. Nominations are now open at kdkradio.com. Larry's Hometown Heroes, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA. All right, let's take that 10th caller right now to win that gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton, 412-922-1020. All right, Doug wants to do this, then we're going to get right back to your phone calls. We're doing nothing but gardening questions to the top of the hour. So if you have one that you need answered, start dialing 866-391-1020. Doug?
So I got a text from my friend Fred. He is my steward down in Belle Vernon for one of Doug's seed shacks. I have them all over the area, five of them. And the first thing he says, he got a picture of a pepper with a blossom end rot, and it says, "Heat" in caps with exclamation points. I use grow boxes for peppers, 8 per box, use good soil and nutrient patch, and still have blossom end rot, not excessive, and I kept watering. Could heat have anything to do with us? Yes, definitely. That's probably the issue. It's just that we had so much heat, and even though you're watering, if you can't keep that soil evenly moist, which is almost impossible under these conditions, you're going to get some blossom end rot. And Fred wants to know from other listeners if your zucchinis are not producing. It seems to be an issue in his neighborhood, and that's probably a pollination issue. Whenever we see the zucchinis not coming on, pollinators are more scarce than they used to be, and there is a way that you can hand pollinate that. And so you need to know the difference between a female flower and a male flower. We're going to talk about the birds and the bees. And so a female flower has a little zucchini on the bottom, and the male flower does not. When they're both open together in the morning, you take pollen with a little paintbrush from the male and bring it over to the female, and then you'll get your zucchini. And before we get to our callers, Fred sent me some awesome pictures of a one vegetable I give away the seeds for years called perpetual spinach, which is an amazing Swiss chard. It has a flavor and a texture more like spinach. It's still a chard, and then he's got a good crop of candy onions, too. Candy's a great one. Okay, let's go to the callers and see what's going on out there.
All right, we're going to say hi to Frank, who's in Mars, Pennsylvania. Frank, good morning. Welcome to the show. You're on KDKA.
Thank you. Doug, I have two beautiful hanging baskets with red flowers visited by hummingbirds. I recently spotted aphids on those baskets. What can I use to safely kill the aphids without harming the hummingbirds?
Okay, that's a great question. And the first thing to do is blow them off the plant with a strong hose spray if you can. They can't work their way back up to that plant. The next step, it's only if it's an infestation, is there's an organic control called insecticidal soap. And so we would want to use that early in the morning, and it has to actually contact the aphid. You could also use horticultural oil, which will basically just smother the pest. And how bad is the infestation? Are they going crazy, or are you just seeing a few?
I really inspect it, and it looks like it's increasing in
okay.
volume and yeah. numbers. And I don't want to harm the flowers either.
Oh, you know, right, right.
Are really beautiful.
Carefully, if you can, carefully. Like I said, the first step is physically getting them off there some way. I usually just blow them off with a hose as long as it won't affect the flowers. But that insecticidal soap, and don't go mix your own. Go get from the nursery or your local store there, Agway, whatever it might be. Go get some insecticidal soap or horticultural oil. Use that and actually spray it on the aphid. And you'll probably have to do this 3 times in as many weeks just to be sure to keep that infestation down. But it will not hurt the hummingbirds or any of the good bugs or anything like that.
Okay, one more question, Doug. I have shrub roses that have quit producing roses. They've shut down completely. Is that because of the heat?
Yep. Yep, that's definitely the heat. When we get a break here in the weather, hopefully this week, we get some rain, they'll come back. Another help for those roses would be, as soon as we do, if you do see rain coming, have some rose tone available. A little bag of rose tone is $8-$9.
And no, that, I have it.
Okay, sprinkle that down there before the rain comes and just... kind of scrape it in a little bit, you know, rough it in a little
sure.
bit, and you'll be good to go with that. And they'll come back for you.
And one more question. Do you have a new email address? I recently emailed you, but it came back Mallard Demon.
So it's DougOster@comcast.net.
Okay, thank you.
That you can also just go through the website. I do have another text here that I wanted to read from my friend Paul. Hi, Doug. I've been weeding for over half a century and can't say I love to weed, but I love a weed-free garden bed. I always try to grip the weed as low as possible and pull gently so as not to pull the top of the weed off. Once I see the roots of the weed start to come out of the soil, I know the victory is at hand. Ha ha. I always have a container with me to put the weeds in. The better the soil, the easier the weeds pull up. And Paul adds, keep up the great work. Well, you keep up the great work too, Paul.
All right, 866-391-1020. Here's Cindy in Irwin. You're on the air with Doug Oster. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Yes, I have a comment and a question. My comment's, I have rain barrels, and I know we still haven't received much rain at all. But if I'm home during that day, I have a pump, and I just keep moving the pump because I have some really strong gutter water coming down, and I think that's what's kind of saved most of my plants. I just keep it running the entire time it does rain and just keep moving that hose. You get a little wet, but it saves the plant. So I got quite a, you know, hundreds of gallons of water at least.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From a quick rain, but it fills them up that fast. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah, just add a hose to your pump and move it around.
Oh, that's great.
And my question to you is, someone has got me a plant I haven't had before. I think it's called lupine, L-U-P-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it good to plant? Is it a sun plant, shade plant? And what's the best way to plant it?
It's the ideal spot for it would be first with a really well-improved soil. They love a loamy soil. They're really best like kind of in the English climate, and they are a sun lover, but we get so hot here that it's tough on the lupin. If you can get it to catch on, and the best place would be morning sun, afternoon shade, but
okay.
they want sun if you can get it, but all day sun is a little much for them. But once it gets established, it'll come back year after year, and it's really a cool plant, and they come in all sorts of different colors. And as I said, once it catches on, you'll be good to go. And so it's not in the ground yet?
No.
Again, I wait for this. I always call them planting windows. When things cool down a little bit, when we get some rain, that'd be good to put it in. Do you have a spot like that that has...
Yeah, I get more morning sun, but even there, it's a good bit of sun, but it's about probably 6+ hours. Is that too much, too?
No, that's perfect. And so tell me a little bit about the rain barrels. How was this all set up? And how many do you have? And it's like it's hooked up to the gutter system?
Yeah, my husband ran down the gutters. We have a little small pond, and then this way I could get fresh water without chlorine in it for that. I had six. I have five now, and we have like a just coming running right down. We have this great big, I think they were all of buckets at one time, and he tapped a couple for me, but that's a slow trickle. So we got the like a cistern pumps, put them in, and I just water. You put a nozzle at the end depending on how much your flow is, but a lot of times when it's just dry, I'll just not put a nozzle on it and just have the hose and just keep picking the hose every few minutes around. And it's, I mean, I get about 50 gallons in each bucket, you know, each holder. So I saved a lot of plants, put it that way, without running up my water bill.
And that is the best water. And did you have to mention water bill? Oh, I can't imagine what mine's going to be. And since you're out in Irwin, right?
Right.
I bet you those are olive oil bottles from DeLillo, right?
Right, and we do, you know, paint them. So, like, I have them behind shrubs if the neighbors don't see them. The plants have grown again. Or I'll paint them to match, the color of the house if they don't look like an eyesore to the other neighbors. But they worked out really well. We have them behind a couple of big holly bushes and some grass, tall grasses, and they work out wonderful. They really do.
So what has been some of your best stuff this year through this dry period since you have those nice barrels?
I think I called you before about those crepe myrtles, and they just bloomed. I just took pictures of them. They all have bloomed, and I have like probably, I think, 15 of them, and they're just beautiful right now. And I had phlox, they came and went. My roses are doing good. So
now, real quick,
my water bill.
Real quick before I break, just did those crepe myrtles, did they ever die to the ground? Does it ever get cold enough that they die to the ground, or they've done their thing for you?
They started blooming this year a little later, like July 4th, and now they're like in full bloom. They do lose their leaves, unfortunately. I was trying to look for something like an evergreen plant at the time when we planted them. But they're beautiful now, and they'll go down to sticks like most plants, but they all came back again this year.
So. All right. Thanks so much for your call.
All right, let's take a break and get back and wrap up the show. If you want to get in here with a question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Fruits and veggies on the grill next hour, Coon's Cooking Hour. And Troy Lampenfield will be here a little bit later today as well. Greater Pitt Tree Service, talking all sorts of arborist stuff. And then coming up today at 10 o'clock, it's Accurate Solutions. And then at 11 until 1, it's the Coon's Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Pirates, winner of two in a row against Philadelphia. A lot of Bucko baseball to get to. And the Steelers getting ready to head to training camp. And it's the curtain call for the fourth and final round of the Open Championship. Billy Herschel, your leader by one. And the Games of Paris are just days away as well. So you know how I fixate on things, Doug, so I've been trying to take care of that old yard. How do you get rid of those weeds and the cracks in the sidewalks? Now, I know I'm not using that stuff that could, put you in a hospital, but what's the best way to get rid of that
stuff? Well, you don't have a string trimmer, do you?
I do have a string trimmer.
I'd start with the string trimmer. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he has a gravel driveway and has weeds on it. I said, the first thing to do, man, is get, mine is yours electric? The battery?
No. Battery.
Yeah, perfect. Put it on the lowest setting so you're not throwing gravel and throwing everything around and work it down in there. And I'll tell you what, you cut that like twice during the season, in this heat, they can't come back. They just can't come back. Now, the other thing you would use, they do have organic herbicides that won't hurt you. And one is called Avenger, which uses a high concentration of citrus oil. And there's another one that uses like clove oil and stuff like that. And you spray it on when it's like 12 noon and the sun is beating down and you won't have weeds anymore. And you can do it safely. And so
string trimmers, man, I got to tell you, much more than weeds, it'll take down just about anything.
You got to be careful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got to be careful. Wear eye protection. I always wear eye protection when I do that. But that's a great way to weed. Now, I'm doing this kind of funny late planting tomato contest, if you're interested. My friend Dan has three Sun Gold plants left, and so I want to give two of those plants to you guys. I would love to do that if you could come to the North Hills today. But we'll work something out. If you're interested in being part of this competition where we're all going to plant this Sun Gold now, which is way too late, and see who gets the first tomato or see if anyone gets a tomato, just go to DougOster.com and send me a message and say, hey, I want to be part of that. I can pick up the tomato. Like I said, if you can't do it today, Dan's going to drop them off in the North Hills around 3 o'clock today. That's where I would love to do it because I got a crazy week. But just send a message to DougOster.com and we'll see what we can work out. It should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to try it and see if I can get those those tomatoes by the end of the season. All right, I don't know. We'll see.
You've done enough gardening. You got to give me the 1 minute tour guide of the beautiful sun-drenched coast of California.
So drove my son has one of those Tesla cyber trucks. He works for Tesla.
Nice.
And a lot of people say that's the ugliest. Like my friend I was with, he's like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. It looks like a stainless steel refrigerator.
It's the future, baby.
That thing. We had to drive it through the mountains up to the ocean, 50 minutes. He's 50 minutes from the ocean and through these windy roads, which we've never driven on before. I never drove that truck before. But it has like the back wheels turn too. So it performs like a sports car, even though it's big and giant. And it's fast and fun. And so, yeah, going up to the coast. Went to this little town. I guess Neil Young has a farm there. I found that out later. A famous historic place called Duarte's Tavern. They have the same bar that's been there since 1894. You know, we're driving, so we couldn't have a beer. But we had an amazing dinner. The buddy I was with, or amazing lunch, the buddy I was with said it was the best burger he ever had. And I had prawns in garlic and tomato sauce. And just being up on the ocean... it was just so beautiful, and just driving the coast in that big silver truck was cool.
I hear that Neil Young has a heart of gold. That, for those of you old enough, that's
hey,
the song.
Next week I have a big announcement about my upcoming spring trip to England for the Chelsea Flower Show and other English gardens. We got the direct flight to London. And so I'll explain that all next week.
You realize this summer you've been more places than I've been in my entire life.
I still have National Parks of America to do. I got 12 days in August and then Iceland in November. And it's been a lot of travel.
That's okay. You deserve it.
And I'm feeling it. I'm answering questions after the show at DougOster.com. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Little shrimp on the Barbie, the Coons Cooking Hour coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.